You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Three community hospitals in northern Lower Michigan have joined larger health systems in just the last couple years, in Petoskey, Ludington, and Sheboygan. Munson Healthcare seriously considered doing so a few years back. Three community hospitals in the Upper Peninsula are now run by an out-of-state for-profit. Health reporter Julie Edgar took a look at this trend for Bridge Magazine. Her article was published today. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
So this is not just a trend in northern Michigan, I understand.
No. Hospital consolidation is really going on throughout the state. But yes, I mean, the activity has been pretty brisk in northern Michigan in general.
Why do you think there are so many community-run hospitals that are looking to bigger players right now?
Some would say that it's long overdue for community hospitals to affiliate with larger systems. There aren't the patients anymore to sustain hospitals. I mean, it's simple. The trend in healthcare is really community-based outpatient care, so hospitals have lower patient loads. There are new mandates under the Affordable Care Act for record keeping, and that means that hospitals need to invest in technology, which is very expensive. You know, insurance companies don't pay for every little thing now that happens to a patient in the course of his or her care. Payments are bundled now. It's put further pressure on hospitals. So teaming up with a larger system gives them more power to buy and allows them not to have to duplicate services.
At the same time, you found some national studies that point to things like rising prices and some big priority shifts once hospitals consolidate with larger players.
Yes. So the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation sort of did an overview of studies that have been done since 2006 on hospital consolidation and cost of care. And what it found was that, yes, when they sort of have a monopoly, prices do rise. And the Synthesis Project, it's called, concluded that costs rise on average about 20%. Not in all cases, though. Also, studies seem to suggest that that for-profit hospital systems do away with those services that just don't yield high returns. One study showed that emergency psychiatric care kind of was dumped, by for-profit systems.
Now, you mentioned for-profit and non-profit players. McLaren is a not-for-profit. They're the outfit that's now running healthcare in Petoskey and Sheboygan. But if you go over the bridge, there's a for-profit out-of-state company that is involved in Marquette and a couple other places. How does that different model play out?
Well, it remains to be seen. But, of course, a for-profit is beholden to its shareholders, not necessarily to the community. So Duke LifePoint, it's a public company. You know, they cleared the debt for Marquette General and for Bell and Portage. Presumably, Duke LifePoint is going to get rid of some of the services that aren't so profitable because they're in the business of making money for shareholders. That said, a for-profit company has access to capital and can make improvements that are needed. So the hospital that Duke LifePoint ends up building is probably going to be pretty fantastic. In the case of McLaren, they have access to capital because they're so big and because they're rated highly. They're not in the business to make a profit, so they keep local boards that have run these community hospitals in place. So the benefit really is that McLaren comes in and says, "We will build, we'll build you a new tower." This is at the Northern Michigan Hospital in Petoskey. You run your affairs, though. So that's really the difference. But again, it remains to be seen because this is all rather new.
Julie Eggers' article looking at the trends in consolidation among Michigan hospitals was published today in Bridge Magazine. Thank you so much for your time, Julie.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
You'll find a link to Julie Eggers' articles at our website. Go to iprnews.org. This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.